Hello, my name is Michael Aran, and I am the author of A Baby's Love and The Only Home I Am Welcome To, stories in the anthology. First off, I want to thank you for supporting the anthology and for purchasing it. And second, I want to thank you for reading the stories, and I am so glad that you're here. So in this audio commentary, I'm just going to talk off the cuff, kind of briefly about the stories, what inspired them, and other things that you might find interesting. But first, if you don't know who I am, again, my name is Michael Aran. I am a science fiction and fantasy author of over 100 books of science fiction, fantasy, and self-help books for writers. I've written, you know, you name the genre in science fiction and fantasy, I've probably dabbled in it in some degree. And I've written over 100 short stories, and you know, my stories find their way into these types of anthologies. And so I'm tickled to be able to record this audio commentary for you. So I'll start by talking broadly about both of the stories, and then I'll talk about each story for a couple of minutes. One of the things that I like to do every now and again is I like this concept of twin stories. So I'll write one story that establishes a world and a character and maybe a lore or even a magic system. And then I'll write another story that explores everything that I established in the first story, but through the perspective of a different character to give the reader a three-dimensional view of that world. And it's kind of fun because it feels like I'm building a novel, but I'm not quite doing a novel. And I decided to do this twin story idea with this idea of the Fae and the Fairy Exchange Program. I was going through when Marks and the editing team of the anthology sent a list of potential monsters or characters that you could do for this anthology. I was kind of going through them, and the one that jumped out at me was this concept of a changeling. And I won't go into the mythology because you probably already know it on some level, but I thought that was interesting, and I thought, oh, okay, what if there were Fae that were tricksters? Not really a surprise. But what if I told a story of the perspective of the changeling who was a victim of the Fae's trickster antics? And that's how these stories were born. So let's start with A Baby's Love. A Baby's Love was the first story that I wrote in this twin story set. And I was inspired by it because I have this title generator. So when I come up with titles for my stories, I have this, I don't know, you call it proprietary story generator, title generator, that it's basically every song on my iTunes playlist, every book I've ever read, every short story I've ever read, and it's all the titles. And so what it does is it'll give me two titles. So the first title and then a second title. And then what I do is I mash them together. So I'll take an element from the first title and then an element from the second title, and then that will create the title for the story, and then I figure out what I'm going to write about. And a lot of times what happens when I do this story generator is that it recommends these super off-the-wall and super goofy titles that pretty much write the story for me. And so I click the generate button, and I got this title generation, and the first part of the title was Secret Agent Man by the Guess Who. Classic band, classic song, iconic song. And the second part, I don't remember what it was. So I started listening to the song because I was like, oh, that's a really cool song. I haven't heard that in a long time. And I was listening to it, and I was multitasking, and I wasn't really paying much attention. And I was listening to the lyrics of the chorus, you know, and it's like, secret agent man, secret agent man. Well, that's not what I heard. What I heard was secret baby man. And I was like, I don't remember that being part of the song, but that's actually kind of a cool concept, isn't it? What if there was a secret baby, you know? And then I started going down a rabbit hole. My mind started ramping up. And the next thing I know, I was writing a story about a handsome toddler with a dangerous secret. And there you go. So that's how the story started. And then I started building out the changeling stuff and the Fae and the lore. And I also happened to be listening to some Kendrick Lamar. And so I thought, well, why not? I just named the kid Kendrick. And the story is complete at that point. Now, right around the time I was writing this story, I was doing some international travel, and I was doing some travel with my family, and I ended up being in Chicago, and I was right before the scene where he goes to the Children's Museum, and I didn't know what I was going to write. And so I went to this children's museum with my daughter because when we travel, my daughter at the time was, I think, 6 or 7 years old. And she was at that age where she still loved children's museums. And so anytime we would travel, we would always stop at a children's museum because it's a great way to spend the afternoon, usually pretty cheap and just kind of fun to be around a lot of rambunctious and chaotic kids for a while. Said no one ever, but I kind of actually enjoy it. So I was watching my daughter run around and I was kind of walking through this children's museum and I was like, okay, yeah, I could totally put Kendrick here. This would be kind of cool. And it had a little mock grocery store where kids could check out food and, you know, pretend to be cashiers. And there was a waterworks section where kids were playing in a stream of water. And there was a laundromat and a car wash. And it's like a miniature version of the adult world, but sanitized for children and really innocent kind of place. And I wrote that directly into the story. And ultimately, A Baby's Love is a story about a character who has a mission, but is conflicted about it. And what would it be like if you were a changeling and you have these temporary parents who love you because they think that you're their child, and in a way you are their child, but you have to fulfill your mission. And one day in the future, who knows when, but one day they're going to discover that they weren't actually your parents and that this whole thing was a sham. There's a lot of emotions there. And I hope I was able to capture some of that in A Baby's Love. So changing gears to The Only Home I'm Welcome To. Completely different story, same lore, but this time told from the perspective of a human who was taken from the fairy exchange program and raised her entire life in the fae world and then set loose into the world of humans to encounter the parents that she got snatched from when she was a baby. And I tried to explore some of that, those emotions from the other side of it. What would it be like if you were taken from a crib and whisked off into a magical land so that you could be replaced with a changeling, and you had to spend your entire life for 18 years in servitude of trickster fae who happen to love you and happen to treat you like they would treat their own children, but at the end of the day, you're not a fae. What would that be like? What would the dynamic be like? And and so then I decided to put this fairy queen back into the story, and as you can tell in the story, she's not everything she seems, right? So in any case, that wraps up this audio commentary. I want to thank you again for listening. And if you are interested in more short stories that I have written, I actually have a series. It's called Michael Laron's Strange Stories, and it collects all the stories I've written across my career, stories that have been published in magazines, stories in anthologies like this one. And you can find it at michaelloran.com/strange stories if you want some more stories with more twists than a pretzel. And you can also check me out at michaelloran.com if you are interested in engaging with me further. Thanks for listening, and happy reading wherever your next book happens to take you.